Well, hello there, and welcome back to the Happy Healthy Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Christiana, and I'm really excited to be here today with Michelle Abraham. Let's introduce Michelle. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Christiana. I had so much fun having you on my podcast, and so I'm excited to be on yours today.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself before we really jump into your superpower. Who is Michelle?
Sure. So, oh my gosh, where do I even start? But I can tell you, quick 30,000 view is that I have a lot of fun in my life. And I've always, my tagline's been, I want to get paid to play. And so I've managed to do that a lot in my life. Currently, my husband and my kids and I live off the grid on 6 acres on a lake in the Pacific Northwest. So we're up outside of Vancouver on the Sunshine Coast. And we have an off the grid lifestyle. So we live off the grid. But previous to moving here, I've been able to run my business from this small little off-the-grid place for the last few years. I've been in the podcasting space. So for 11 years, I've worked in podcasting, helping people launch their show, helping people manage their show, and helping people get booked on other shows. And so podcasting has been my world until sometime last year, where I just felt a little bit out of alignment with it. And I wanted to spread my wings a little bit. So I decided to jump into things called aligned adventures and retreats and masterminds. So with my High Vibe Leaders program. So that's what I've been doing for the last year, which has been so much fun. We're doing retreats all over Costa Rica, Mexico, so much fun on cruise ships, all that fun stuff. But I still love podcasting, still talk about podcasting. It's still a big part of what I do. And before any of that, I was in the wellness industry. So I was a personal trainer, had a gym, and I had 10 bootcamp locations across my province. And I did that for a long time before I had kids. So I've done a lot of crazy things and traveled to over 54 countries in the world. And I'm just all about having lots of adventure, fun, and helping people get their voices out there in the world in a bigger, better way.
Oh, I love that you are connecting the off the grid together with podcasting, because sometimes we think podcasting is like we need all this technology to really get started, to make it a really good show. And that's what the success is directly tied into. And you are an inspiration in that. Maybe that's not necessary at all. So let's get started with your superpower, Michelle. How would you describe your superpower?
Well, I think this is a really funny question because my superpower is connecting people. And I live in the middle of nowhere. So it's like, thank God for the internet and Zoom, because this would be a really hard superpower to keep doing if I didn't have access to the worldwide web in front of me and like and access to so many people in the world. So my superpower, and I've been doing this ever since I was a little girl, where I would bring my soccer friends together with my friends from school or my girl guide friends with my baseball friends, and we would go somewhere together. So I just love connecting other people. And then sitting back and watching the magic happen when they find like they have something in common and they find like, you know, in fact, two of my friends, I both got them jobs at a ski resort that I was a ski company I was working for. They end up getting married. So it's so fun. I just love connecting people in all sorts of different ways.
I like that. I can kind of like see it's like Tinkerbell with her magic little wand.
Yeah. And I just get to sit back and watch the magic happen
yeah,
as people connect.
Love that. See the sparks fly. And yeah, it's kind of like, you know, sometimes people are actually more connected than what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sometimes underestimate really how close we really are to people around us. And I love that you're kind of like overcoming this feeling of isolation and loneliness, especially given that you are pretty isolated. It is an absolute amazing thing that your superpower is to connect people. Again, just as amazing as the podcasting on this place right there is also the connectivity. Love it. So what has been your biggest challenge in your life? Because it sounds like you enjoy fun and you're definitely a very joyful person. But if you kind of think back, what has been maybe a darker period in your life?
Yeah, I think like on the surface level, my big challenge has been with focus, because I have so many ideas and so many things I want to do. And it's like, I think it's an entrepreneurial's like kind of a lot of entrepreneurs' problems, that focusing on like one thing where it's like, you know, if I get bored of something quickly, and then it's like when you get bored of something is usually when people are just starting to find out about it, right? So focus for me has been a big thing, but that's like kind of the surface level big challenge. So I want to take you a little bit deeper. My real big challenge right now is something that I think is very much in alignment with what you do and with your work in this podcast, which is why I want to bring it up. So as I mentioned before, I was in the fitness industry and I was a personal trainer and had all sorts of fun adventures, having my own business and my own gym and everything. And then I had kids. And when I became a mom, I did like what, you know, you hear people do this and you're like, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, where I gave everything to them and I put myself at the bottom of the barrel. And so my kids are 9 and 12 right now. And for the last like, not 12 years. I have put all my focus on them and have totally neglected myself. And I've gained a lot of weight and as a result of that. And I've still managed to do everything and have fun. And, you know, but my weight's starting to get to a point where now it's like starting to affect my ability to do fun things with them. Or, you know, like the other day, it was like, you know, it was going to go on a paddleboard. And then I'm like, I think I'm going to sink the paddleboard. Like, I think I'm over the weight limit for the paddleboard. And it's like, ooh, if those things are now stopping me from doing fun things with them because of now where my health's gotten to, that's a big problem. So, you know, it's always something that I knew I've needed to address, but now it's just been glaringly like obvious. Like we really need to, when I start saying no to things because of my health is not a good thing. And our health is so important. And I know that because I was in that industry for so long. And so that's been my biggest challenge in the last few years is just trying to not have guilt around taking time out for myself to take care of myself. And now it's become like an absolute necessary piece. And I know my business is just going to explode more so, you know, I have the success already, but it's going to get even more successful when I do pay attention to that health piece as well. I've been focused on all the other pieces except for the health piece. And I know it's the missing link and I know it's the key to the success in everything else.
Yeah, actually, you're bringing up a point that many of the audience members will probably connect with and feel that they have in common with you, because we're all struggling and not putting ourselves on the back burner. But then when you have children, how can you not, right? That kind of like the focus of your attention. And you want to make sure that they are healthy and thriving. And by doing that, you frequently completely forget about yourself. So I really appreciated you bringing this up. And I also really appreciate your honesty and sharing that with us. I always say that when you start saying no to others, that's really when others might not enjoy you as much anymore. But that is what I feel you're in your journey now to doing. You're saying basically no, and I hope you're going to say no to things that you feel are going to give you your time. Saying no to certain things so that you get the me time and improve your wellness will be your best path right now, and not saying no to things that will actually increase your fun. So I love that response. And I think that, you know, by sharing that, many of us are probably nodding that like, yep, I am in that boat, or maybe I haven't been in that boat, very literally speaking, given your location right there.
Yeah.
What or who will help you and overcome that challenge? I feel that you have thought about this, and I also can't wait to hear what your plan is.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because, and you'll like this answer, because I think it's really aligned with what we're doing right now. So obviously I have the knowledge and the experience to do it myself. Like I have the background in that. But to do it for yourself is a whole different thing. So reaching out to other people obviously is really going to be helpful for, you know, keeping on track and not feeling guilty for taking that time out for yourself, right? That's a whole other layer of like, you know, knowing that now my children watching me go out and be active and going out to the gym is actually going to help, and it's going to help me better. I'll be a better person at home. So it's going to do everyone better when I'm getting healthier too. So my friend and I are kind of in the same boat, and her and I decided a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago now, to start recording ourselves once a week. We're just jumping on and we're recording ourselves talking about what are the things that we're doing this week to improve our health. And so we're calling it the joy diet because it's all coming back to how are we bringing more joy into our life? And as we're doing that, it's like, okay, things are unfolding. Okay, this is making more sense. I'm enjoying this process. So we're trying to bring the joy into it instead of making it feel like this huge mountain of weight loss that needs to happen. That's, you know, when you call it weight loss, it finds its way back. It's not, we don't want it to find its way back because it's not low. We don't want to find it again. So we're turning it around and making it something a little bit more fun. So I think, first of all, just having that accountability person to check in with and talk about things with every week.
Accountability is important, and I really love the name too. It totally resonates with
Yeah.
me.
And we might publish it as a podcast one day. You never know. Right
You
now, we're
never
keeping it as
know.
private recordings. But, when we get to the end of our journey, we might just be like, hey, I think people need to hear this whole journey as an honest perspective.
Yeah, and just to the audience, earlier, Michelle and I, we started kind of plotting a little surprise that will be coming out soon. So I would encourage the audience in staying tuned for some collabs that are coming up with regard to creating memories and for you also maybe leaving legacies. But with that, that's all the seed I'm going to plant at this point. How can we get in touch with you, Michelle, if the audience wants to find a little bit more about you without traveling across the country or the
Of course.
world to find you and taking a ferry to get to your location?
Right.
How can we get in touch with you?
Exactly. Well, thank goodness for the World Wide Web, right? Love the technology we have right now. So you can find a little bit more about the ventures we take at Aligned Adventures, or you can take a look at our High Vibe Leaders podcast is just about to launch, and I'm all over LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram as Michelle Abraham. So find me there.
Thank you so much for being here today, Michelle. I would love the audience to check out the previous episode as well, which focuses on making memories and how we can maybe connect with family members through podcasting, which might be something you might not have thought about. But in the previous episode, I share a little bit about the joy of making memories. And with that, share below what was maybe the most surprising thing you learned on today's episode. And connect with me if you have any questions or if you have any suggestions for future episodes. I would love to hear from you. Stay healthy and happy and keep hustling. Thank you so much.